Freedom is on the other side of fear. Radiant One. Living, being, and doing, fully aligned with the truth within you, the truth that resonates, vibrates, and permeates the entire universe, is the most freeing and liberating thing you will ever experience. Not only that, it is also the most fulfilling and satisfying way of life because you'll live in a perpetual state of grace and flow. Not without challenges and tribulations, but in flow. Because you have freed and are continually freeing yourself of any fears and restraints, any limiting beliefs or self-sabotage. Recognizing your fears as soft veils to be lifted rather than brick walls to be scaled or broken down. Fully entering the state of divine grace and gratitude. When I first began my awakening journey, which funnily enough coincided with my entrepreneurial entry, this was not my state. When my calling first began stirring within the depths of my heart, it scared me shitless. Shitless. Of almost anything and all things. And for a long time, as I worked my way through them, that was my state. I was scared of what people would think, scared that I wasn't enough, scared that I was too much, afraid of where this calling was leading me, afraid of being ostracized and called a freak, afraid of being laughed at, afraid of being found out. Because what wouldn't people think if they knew the depth of my cray? What wouldn't they say? What price would I pay? But most of all, I was scared of not finding my way home to the place I had never left. And I'm not the only one. You being here, listening to this, there's a pretty good chance that you've felt that fear too. When I say that freedom is on the other side of fear, I mean it literally. Not in the bungee jumping, swimming with sharks, or out the back of a plane kind of way, although if that floats your boat, by all means do it. The shark one is actually on my list. No, I mean in the way that if you're scared of taking up too much space on social media, go ahead and schedule out daily posts. You can start with the next 7 days, as I had one client do, and then notice the difference. If you're afraid of losing clients if you're not present for them all the time, but having them constantly nag you at all hours of the day is slowly killing you, set boundaries. You can choose to let them know that moving forward, in order to ensure the quality of your work, you will only be responding to emails at a certain time. If you've got this big project or new business that is scaring the shit out of you, block out time in your calendar for it. Maybe you'll take Fridays off to solely work on it, or get up an hour earlier every morning. Whatever works. If you're afraid of people from your old line of work will find out what you're doing, tell them. Those who love you will love you even harder, and those that don't, well, they won't ever. What you will find, and this stems from pure experience, both personally and from the many clients I'm blessed to hold space for, the more you share yourself and show up, be it on social media or other places, the more people will know who you are, what you stand for, and be drawn to you. Will there be people who won't like you or what you do? Absolutely. But the love from those who do will far outweigh it. The stronger and clearer boundaries you set, the stronger and clearer you will get. Will you lose clients who do not like this? Absolutely. But instead, you will gain amazing new clients respecting you, your work, and your time. The more you give space to the big project that is calling you, the more your level of satisfaction, joy, and fulfillment deepens. Will there be people who won't like your project? Absolutely. Those are not your clients. Those who do are. The more you let go of the fear of people finding out by simply telling them, letting them know, the stronger your true purpose grows. Will there be people who will think you cray or weird because you are straying from the path you have followed for decades, not understanding your decision? Absolutely. But then there will be those who will love you even harder and see just how divinely guided your journey through life has been. Because it is divinely guided. Not a single event, challenge, tribulation, occurrence, happening, or fear has ever been out of place. Everything has been divinely guided and inspired to bring you to this very moment. How do I know? You're listening to this. And ultimately, and most importantly, you must ask yourself the question of, who am I living for, myself or others? I think we both know the answer to that one, right? You know, you, without a shadow of a doubt, that you came here with a purpose. You're here to transform the world, support it in its awakening, healing, and transformation. That work is done through your being and your doing. Whether you are a graphic designer who's been called into yoga, a CFO who's been called into the world of art and beautiful paintings, a hotel owner who's been called as a writer, a musician who's been called as a mystic, a pastor having been called into energy healing, a key account manager being called as a spiritual business coach, mentor, catalyst, and facilitator. Yep, that's me in case you're wondering. A CPA who's been called to transform the way women view, handle, make, and manage their money. A traditionally trained MD who's been called onto the path of holistic medicine. A photographer who's been called as a spiritual teacher. A branding expert who's been called into the world of meditation. The list goes on and on, so be sure to insert your own path and transition here. You, Radiant One, are here because the way of the heart is your way, unwavering and unapologetically. Please, please, please also note the following very important thing. Once you've lifted the veil that hindered your sight, it will seem like no biggie at all, and soon you'll not only forget about it, but mostly likely laugh at it. But before you leave it in the dust, take a moment to acknowledge and appreciate yourself for your effort. You are the one that lifted the veil. You unshackled yourself and stepped out into freedom. You. So, Radiant One, having listened this far, it's time for you to share with me in the comments below this article. What scares you? Let it out, thus loosening its grip on you. Freedom, elation, happiness, joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment is on the other side of fear, and I hope you'll join me. I love you. P.S. If you would like my personal and dedicated support as you transition, as you expand and grow, breathe life into your calling, bring your dream to life, apply for your free spiritual business mentoring discovery session at mariaestela.com/apply. You do not have to do it alone. I love you. Take care. Namaste.